Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by She Heals. How are you doing today? Trust you're good. And I hope you've remembered to give gratitude to God this morning for waking you up. Priceless. Well, first I want to start by saying thank you to everyone for sharing the podcast, for visiting the website www.shereallyheals.com, and for going and joining all the Facebook pages that we have. The name is Simrisi Diary, The Counseling Room, Share Heal Excel, She Really Heals, and Musings of Tammy and Jibril, Married Couple for Life. Today I want to talk about something, and it's something that a lot of us do all the time, but we sometimes don't even know we're doing it, and that's being judgmental. Now, how do we become people who are so judgmental, and what are your judgments based upon? What I will tell you. Basically, what it is you sit down there and you come up with your own values. You evaluate your life and you think, okay, this is what I like. This is how I grew up. This is how things are supposed to be. And when you've done that, they become your values, the things that you hold dear, the things that you think are the best ways of doing things. And then you then say, okay, this is my values. So what you now do is you look at somebody else who doesn't have those values and you begin to think, oh, how can they do that? I don't eat with my hands, she's eating with her hands. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Oh, look at her, I can't wear that color. I will never be caught dead in black, she's wearing black. Oh, look at the way she does her hair, she does this, I can't do that. Now all these judgmental statements are based on what you feel is the right thing. Now, who says your values are right and somebody else isn't? But that's what we do. We look at other people and based on our own decision of what is right, we condemn other people. Now, let me break this down a bit more. Now, let me give you an analogy. Maybe that will help out. There are two men sitting down on a chair. Both of them haven't eaten all day. Now, the key word is no food all day. Now, we know that they're hungry and they haven't eaten, but one is a rich man and one is a poor man. The issue is not money, it's the fact that they haven't eaten. Now, if you were to ask each of them, what do you feel about not eating? What do you think the rich man and the poor man will say? Well, I'll tell you. Now, the rich man will say, I've been so busy all day. The fact that I've not eaten is just because I'm busy. I've not been hungry. I've been carried away. Too much work, too much business, too much trying to make money, all that. But the poor man will tell you, oh my God, I have suffered. I am suffering. My life is this and that. I can't afford to eat, blah, blah, blah. Now the point is, both of them see it differently. The rich man sees it because I'm just too busy. That's why I haven't eaten. But the poor man will tell you it's because he's suffering. His life is not useful, he's useless. He can't even eat food. Now, everything is about perception and how you perceive it and how you put value on it. Reality for you might not be reality for someone else. Most times, our realities do crash. We agree on things, yes, fine. But at the same time, or most of the time, what you believe to be your reality is not someone's reality. I once had a friend, and he said to me, oh, I'm broke. And I'm like, what do you mean you're broke? He said, oh, I've only got 5 million left. I'm like, what? You're broke? You've only got 5 million left. Meanwhile, some other people would have 100 naira left or maybe 1 penny left before they say they're broke. You see, that means broke is relative. I mean, you can have 300 million in your account and say I'm broke because you're used to having billions in your account. And you used to having kobos in your account, so you can have 1 penny, 1 kobo, 1 cent, whatever it is left, and say you're broke. Meanwhile, someone who has $100 can say I'm broke, so it's different. Now, what I'm trying to bring up here is that judging people is wrong. You have your own values, you have what you believe in. How come what somebody else believes in is wrong? I know there are general values that everybody believes in. Don't steal, don't kill, don't cheat, don't lie, all the bad things and stuff. There are some general values that you actually hold dear that apply all around, but there's some that are personal to you. For example, I will give you a short story of a scene of judgment. Now, there was this couple, actually two couples, a husband and wife, and they were friends, and they grew up together. They've been together for a long time. Now, they both got married around the same time. So the guys sat down one day to discuss their marriages. And the first one goes, "My wife here, do you know what? I put her in a place. I warn her. She must not talk back at me. She needs to respect me. Every morning she needs to genuflex to say good morning to me. When she's giving me food, she genuflexes. She has to get up early, cook my food, run water for my bath, get my clothes and step them out. I love her, but I need to put her in a place. This is what I need to do." And he went on like that. And the other one said, "Well, for me, I can't do that. I do my own differently. I wake up first in the morning. I go prepare my wife breakfast. I make sure breakfast is ready. Then I wake her up because I know she's tired from taking care of the baby. And then after that, once she has breakfast, I help her to select her clothes. She gets them out sometimes. I can do it. I iron it. I make sure I put it there for her before I go off to work because I know that she has to get the baby up to daycare. So I help her out. And when I come back, sometimes I come back earlier. I start dinner and then she comes in and concludes it. And when she's tired, I take over dinner or I buy takeaway and bring it home." And the other guy goes, "Shoot, absolutely not. Why is she my wife? She's got to cook for me. She's got to do this and that. You know, how can you do that? What kind of husband are you? Oh my God, the woman is going to turn you into a slave. Men are not supposed to serve their wives. Wives are supposed to serve their husbands." And the other guy goes, "No, that's not how I was raised. My father raised me to believe that my wife is my partner, not my slave. She's not beneath me. We're equal partners. And I've got to contribute my own quota in the house. I've got to love my wife as I love myself. And if I love myself to do things, why can't I love my wife?" And the guy's, no. "In my house, my father raised me that women are subservient. They've got to do the things. You've got to control them. You've got to take care of them. That's what they're for. And when you take care of them, they've got to serve you. I'm not going to allow my wife to work. She stays at home. She takes care of them. What's her duty? That her duty is in the kitchen. That's what it is." And the other guy goes, "No, absolutely not. My father loved my mother. They both went to work. They came back. They helped. My father showed me what to do." Now, they both went back and forth. Now, some of you will listen and think, "Oh yeah, A is right. Oh yeah, B is right." That's based on your reality. But in a different context, it's the way they've been brought up. It's what they think their values are. Now, the A cannot impose his values on B, and B cannot impose his values on A. You don't have any right to judge anybody and tell them that the values that they hold dear are nothing. And that is your values, your personal values, your personal spin on reality is what is there and what is to be held better. Now, each of you, when you go out tomorrow, I mean, I want you to recycle all your judgmental things, looking at people and thinking, "Oh, how can you do that? That's not how it's done." Now, who said you were right? Is there anywhere it's written that what you believe in is what everybody else has to believe in? And I'm not talking about the fundamental values. I'm talking about the values that you come up with yourself. The ones where you look down on people and think, "Oh, I can't eat that. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, look at how they're behaving." Or maybe you're at work and you think, "Look at that person. She walks too hard. I don't understand. She must be sucking up to the boss." Or you think and you look at, "Oh, well, you know, there's so many times we pass judgments on people because of the values that we have and we think they are right." Some of you, it's your way or the highway. If people don't agree with what you believe in, then nobody else has a point. You always have a point. Nobody else can have one. Now, a lot of us look at ourselves and say to people, "Oh, the truth of the matter is..." Have you ever made that statement? "The truth of the matter is..." Now, whose truth is it? A lot of the time, it's our relative evaluations and the choices we make which result in the lifestyles that we choose to have. We decide what is true and what isn't. What you call balance in your relative evaluation of your values is different from somebody else's. When you criticize somebody else's choices, you know, that is what you do. You base it on your own evaluation. So somebody else makes this choice, you will think, "Because I don't make it, it must be wrong." Who says? You criticize someone else's judgment. That's because you think that when you make these decisions, they must be right. Now, you need to be practical. What one person considers practical is what balances their conflicting values. Since everyone's values are unique, everyone's evaluation of what's practical is unique. Now, you decide what is practical to you is not practical to somebody else. For example, for two people talking about the same thing, you could say, okay, I want to go and buy clothes. Somebody will say, no, I want to buy wrappers. And you will say you want to buy a dress. You're both buying clothes, but they're different. So you cannot say because some person is buying a wrapper and you are buying a dress that they're not buying clothes. Can you? Of course not. Because you're both buying clothes, but she doesn't want a dress. She wants a wrapper and you want a dress. You don't want a wrapper, but you're both buying clothes. That's what we mean. Sometimes you have to meet in the middle. Now, what's in the middle depends on what you call left and right. Again, these are the values. You decide that, okay, I want something this way, you want something, but you cannot impose your perspective on somebody else. Now, in the real world, things are more complex than anybody can comprehend. We all have limited perceptions and therefore understanding of reality. What we each call reality is our perception. Everyone has a unique perception. To say that yours is more valid than someone else's imposes on them, most of the time we agree on what's real, but not always. For example, some people believe that there is one God. Some people believe that there are so many gods, but what we all believe is that there is God. Do you see how this works now? It makes a difference. So before I go, let me give you another example. In the military, they have to kill because it's the enemy they are killing. You wouldn't kill and you would think it's wrong. In our reality, we would say it is wrong to kill someone, but the military wouldn't see it like that. They go to war, they kill and believe it's the right thing to do. So remember, tomorrow when you meet someone, before you make a snap decision, before you judge them, get to know them better and think to yourself, whose reality is this? Is it right to use my own values, what I believe in, to judge somebody else? Do I have the right to say to somebody what you believe is wrong and what I believe is right? Think about it. Be kind, be nice, stop being judgmental. So I say to you, you take care. You know I love you guys. Keep being a blessing and make a difference. God bless you. This is She Heals checking out. Bye.